And welcome to another episode. And welcome to another episode of Quest Community Vibrations, Quest Youth Radio, which is the best youth radio. And to start out our program tonight, I just want to let you know that we are the longest, strongest, boldest, and oldest youth radio program on the East Coast. A cornucopia of physics dictates that where there are vibrations, there must be a medium. And all vibrations possess a wave nature. In our community, our art is in fact and in spirit the medium through which our waves travel. Where there is no medium, there are no vibrations. Now, to start out this evening's program, I'd like to start by letting everybody know that you can become a part of this program simply by calling, picking up the phone, and joining in on the episode. And as a person there, you can do that, right? Start out our program. I'd like to let everybody know that we have a format. Of course we do. And our format is as follows. First, chains of events. Now, chains of events is an interpretation of news as it affects the community, the global community, from the alloys of our city, our humble city of Newark, New Jersey. A report on events in politics, education, law, business, religion, and science. Chains of events, you know, reveals the interpretation of one event to another. Now, you know, we want you, the listener, to be part. We were broadcast live from Seton Hall University. And because of the pandemic, we were basically not allowed to enter the campus. And Walter, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Our student host. Oh, yeah. Hey, Walt. I was wondering if
hey.
You were there or not.
Yeah, I'm
all right.
Man.
I was going. I was. Oh yeah, I was just explaining to the audience that because of the pandemic, the campus, Seton Hall campus, had been shut down, and as a result, we're back at Blog Talk Radio, our podcasting platform. What do you have for us this evening?
Yes, and so for today, I'm gonna be talking about the numerous marches and how the youth has been getting involved in these marches and protests. And I'm having Donna for you know what, I got to have one for y'all. I'm going to be talking a little bit about the man named Al Sharpton, who has been at the center and who has been a big contributor into speaking about the movement and the tragic death of Mr. George Floyd. And I will be talking about that for you later.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to start out by letting everybody know with the pandemic, as I was mentioning just before you called in, I did a little research, and I found out that the influenza in 1918, 100 years ago, which was just as drastic as it is today, as our coronavirus is today, that is, there are some things that have a remarkable comparison. For instance, Walter, did you realize that in 1918, there was a controversy over opening up and closing of businesses? Some people didn't want to participate. And as a result, there were people who didn't want to wear masks. And when I did that research, I found that to be very ironic that we are still confronted with the same issues and people are wondering if is it just a conspiracy, is it a hoax? But because we are in the state of New Jersey right next to New York City, we couldn't help, we can't help but to take note to all the lives that have been lost and all the lives that have been saved as a result to actually taking it serious. The numbers and cases have gone down as well as the death in New York and in the state of New Jersey. And
yes, and that's probably why, because it's now being talked about not as much, I should say, for really on the media or social media, because of the movement, the Black Lives Matter movement has taken over as it should, and the coronavirus has been like under people, it's not talked about as much. And for people to not hear as much, what people think is, oh, this is dying down, this is not happening anymore, we're safe. But we're not. Even though the mayor, the governor, he opened up New Jersey back, and people believe that it's safe to go out with no mask and you can just do whatever you want, but you can't do that because it's still here, it's still real.
Right. Now, I want to take this moment to transition into your team talk and let you go into your rant about the demonstrations and protests and all the young people. You being a young person yourself, it's going to be very interesting to listen to your perspective. We really need to hear it. That being said, take it away, Walt.
Well, I won't call it too much of a rant. I'm not talking too much on the issue. I'm talking about the positive that has really came about this and how the youth has been actually is now the youth's movement. The Black Lives Matter movement. It's our movement. And I just want to congratulate all the youth for being a part of this and actually taking an initiative to do something, because we never have something where this amount of youth, the amount of youth in today's society all over the world are now leading a movement which deals with police brutality, which deals with politics, which deals with all that. And I want to congratulate and I want to thank all the youth around my age who are a little older for stepping up. And I see that because I go to these different protests and marches. As I went to one today in my hometown in East Orange, and I went to one in West Orange a couple of days back. And seeing the youth actually being the focal point, as you will see in West Orange, them actually leading the movement, them calling out for changes to the mayor, them being the center and the voice of the people who are now tired of this because we're not falling back now. We've been patient for long enough. It's time for us to make a change, and we have to step up. And the only way we was going to do that in a big way was the youth, because we're the future. We're going to be living in this world for the next 80 years, 80, 70 years. This is our country now. And if you want to make a change, we got to say something. And we did that humongously on social media, which everybody, mostly all teenagers, young adults are on, were on social media, and that has been the biggest. I mean, I go through each and every post that I see, each and every story, Snapchat story, Instagram story, and I see the youth posting about these things, posting about different events, posting about ways we could actually help or voice our opinions. While we probably don't have to go out to a protest, our own youth is giving us ways to voice our opinion while we're at home by sending emails, sending text messages, telling our officials that we want to change from home, and doing that by social media. And it has been huge. You have people out here doing the youth talking about this is just something I never heard before, and I didn't think it will come this quick, but it has, and I'm thankful that it has, and that's what I got to say.
Well, I just want to say you to be commended. Also want to say, according to the clock, we have about 2.5 minutes left. So I'm going to not waste any time. I'm going to apologize for calling it a rant. That was very informative, and I want to say that if you're out there protesting, please go get tested. Now, tell us, who do you have for your diamonds today. And before you go into that, I want to say that history is like a diamond, and each prism represents the work of a particular group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past selves, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Go for it.
All right, so I have
Walter?
Howard Sharpton. Yeah, hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello? Okay, so
yeah,
I have Howard Sharpton on task. And for Howard Sharpton, you know, he has people, our youth. This is somebody that we actually need to know about and who this man is, because he has been amazing of speaking on different points, hitting different points that need to be – that people are uncomfortable to talk about. And he's good friends with Ashley Martin III, Martin Luther King's son. And they collab and they talk a lot about doing marches. They said they're going to set something up for August in Washington. They're going to do a lot. There are a lot of things in the future, which I commend. And I could actually congratulate them for doing and thanking them. And he's
okay, so we have – less than a minute to go, Walter, so I'm going to have to ask you, unfortunately, to wrap it up.
All right. Well, I just want to – just one point that Al Sharpton, he's talked at George Floyd's memorial, and he talked at his services, and he did fantastic, and he hit points targeting the president, which targeting how he has handled the situation, how the president's not doing a good job of handling the situation. He's talking about how – he's given different examples, different visual examples, which help people understand how we should fight this, and we shouldn't be silent anymore. And I just thank him for being the voice of the people and not backing down.
Okay. And that's a wrap for this week's show. And we'll be coming back at you. Thank you again for tuning in. And this is Quest Youth Radio. And Walter Whitney, Quest Youth Radio is what? The best.
The best youth radio.
Youth Radio. All right, that's a wrap, and we'll see you on the next episode. Thanks again, Walter, and thank you, audience and listeners. Peace.
Peace.